Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry confirms 1,096 cases of corona infection today. Nepali Congress President Sir Bahadur Deuba says new government not possible unless CPN Mao Center withdraws its support to incumbent government. Finance Committee of the Federal Parliament discusses budget implementation of current fiscal year and budget preparation for the next fiscal year, and India records 1,500 COVID-related deaths in the past 24 hours. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa. A statement issued by Secretary at the office of President Rup Narayan Bhattrai states that the President administered the oath of office to Home Minister Thapa today amidst a program at Presidential Palace. Earlier today, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli had recommended Thapa to be appointed as the Home Minister. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has made it clear that there was no chance of getting new government until the Mao Center withdraws its support to the incumbent government. Releasing a book penned by Sriram Shrestha today, Nepali Congress President Deuba said a new government was not possible as long as the CPN Mao Center continued its support to the incumbent government. He further said once the Mao Center withdrew its support to the incumbent government, Nepali Congress would take initiations to form a new government. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,096 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Among them, 112 were reported to be children. The Kathmandu Valley has also seen a significant number of cases today with 435 infections. As per the Ministry's update, 1,015 cases were reported via PCR test and 81 cases were reported via antigen test. Similarly, 262 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The Ministry has also reported 8 corona-related deaths today. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,083. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has urged all those who had received the first dose of anti-COVID vaccine from the 27th of January to 22nd of February to receive the second dose. The Ministry has announced that the second dose of vaccine will be administered from the 20th of April. The Health Ministry has also asked people to take their IDs and vaccine cards along with them while going for taking second dose of the vaccine. The National Human Rights Commission has urged the government to pay heed to children's right to health and ensure alternative arrangement to their education. Issuing a press release today, National Human Rights Commissioner spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel said that children should be provided education by ensuring safety to them in the wake of growing threat of COVID-19. The Commission directed the Ministry of Health and Population and Ministry of Education not to issue contradictory notices in terms of the operation of schools. The Commission warned about the information that more than 300 children being infected in the last 2 weeks. The Finance Committee of the House of Representatives has discussed the situation of the current budget implementation and formulation of the budget for the next fiscal year. The committee discussed the issues related to the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation and the Ministry of Drinking Water. In the meeting, Secretary at the Ministry of Energy, Dinesh Kumar Ghimire, said 57 megawatt electricity has been added to the national grid during the current fiscal year. An additional 3% population had got access to electricity. Secretary Ghimire further said in the next fiscal year, the ministry would be focusing on constructing reservoir-based hydroelectricity projects, expanding transmission lines and adding access to electricity for public. Likewise, Secretary at the Ministry of Drinking Water, Madhav Belvase, had briefed the meeting about the ministry's work progress. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Hello?
के गर्दैछ हो?
हाम्रो बिहेको शपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग.
ए हो र? अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले? मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ. भरे राति बोलौँ न ल.
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा. बुझ न. भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो? एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजे देखि बिहान 6 बजे सम्म.
ए हो त है, मेरो हुने वाला बुढी त 35 मा. अब त रातै हाम्रो.
अब रात तपाईको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has stressed on adopting the foreign policy keeping the national interest at center. Speaking at a discussion program organized by the International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives in Kathmandu today, Minister Gyawali said the relations with the international community would be kept above and beyond the party. Minister Gyawali said Nepal had ever stressed on disarmament and the foreign policy of the country would keep the policy at the center. He also stressed on constructive roles of every stakeholder for making the foreign relations effective. Also speaking on the occasion, committee member Madhav Kumar Nepal said both ruling and opposition sides should stand together in the matter of foreign affairs. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Padma Kumari Oryal has said that some program on agriculture were not continued this year for their poor handling in the previous fiscal year. At a program organized at the ministry regarding the budget policy and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2021-22, Minister Rial said that the program in agriculture and animal husbandry sector invested in unproductive sector could not be continued, but new programs would be run in a different way. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. India recorded a new high of more than 261,000 deadly corona cases on Sunday. Statistics by the Indian Health Ministry revealed that 261,500 cases were registered in the past 24 hours, which pushed the total to 14.7 million. There were 1,500 deaths in the last 24 hours, taking the number of fatalities in India to more than 177,000. Likewise, Pakistan saw a new record of deadly infections and deaths as a third wave of COVID-19 continues to batter this country. Some 6,127 new infections and 149 deaths were recorded over the past 24 hours in Pakistan, the highest numbers since June 2020. China and the US say they are committed to working together and with other countries on tackling climate change. It comes after several meetings between Chinese climate envoy Xi Jinping and his US counterpart John Kerry in Shanghai last week. They both agreed on further specific actions to reduce emission, a joint statement on Sunday confirmed. U.S. President Joe Biden is holding a virtual climate summit this week, which China says it is looking forward to. However, it is not at noon if Chinese President Xi Jinping will join the world leaders who have pledged to attend. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain accompanied with thunder showers, gusty winds and hail is possible at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry confirms 1,096 cases of corona infection today. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba says new government not possible unless CPN Maoist Center withdraws its support to the incumbent government. Finance Committee of the Federal Parliament discusses budget implementation of current fiscal year and budget preparation for next fiscal year. And India records 1,500 COVID-related deaths in the past 24 hours. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.